The borough's community development director, Liz Cabrera, explained to the assembly this month it was time to update local law on zoning and subdivisions. She said an overarching goal was to simplify the review and approval process, and she outlined other aims of the code rewrite.
Allow sufficient time and structure for really complex, important decisions, and push really minor ones to kind of a faster administrative process. To allow for a greater range and intensity of uses, especially in some residential areas, but still have some standards so that we're not having a negative impact on established neighborhoods. And then try to work on trying to implement some of the goals from the comprehensive plan.
Municipal code on zoning and subdivisions has been in place since 1985 without a wide-ranging update. Since then, the borough has twice updated its comprehensive plan for land use in the community and has also expanded into a borough beyond the limits of the old city of Petersburg. Cabrera also got into some of the specifics of what updated borough code could look like. One idea is language to maintain the existing characteristics of downtown Petersburg with covered sidewalks and businesses that front right on the sidewalk. Cabrera said the borough was looking into allowing a secondary accessory home, like a cottage, to be built next to someone's primary home in a residential neighborhood. That's something not currently allowed in code. Another aim was to eliminate the requirement for one meeting of the Planning Commission to schedule a zoning request and a second meeting to consider the application. She explained how the process could be streamlined for some kinds of applications that don't meet resistance from the neighbors.
So staff would accept applications, send out notices to the neighbors. If nobody has a problem, we'll go ahead and sign off on it if it meets the code. If there's neighborhood concern, we just kick it to the Planning Commission and then let them do their process.
Some of the code rewrite could expand the borough's authority outside of Service Area 1, the old limits of the city of Petersburg. Specifically, Cabrera explained that the borough wanted to have authority over subdivisions of private land there.
So we don't really have currently a way of dealing with remote subdivisions. We also don't have minimum lot sizes for areas without access to sewer. And the code is really unclear as to when public improvements are required. The standards are out of date or non-existent. So the current code really can't deal with outside of Service Area 1 right now, the way it's written. It doesn't really apply or make sense for the folks out there.
That platting authority outside of the old city limits remains with the state of Alaska. That's the decision-making on lot sizes, rights-of-way, and other land layout issues. It's not the same as zoning authority, which is approval for how a landowner can use their land. And Cabrera said the code rewrite is not looking into expanded zoning authority. Proposed code would allow for four types of subdivisions with different levels of approval required based on the subdivision size or location. Two of the proposed categories of subdivision would have an expedited approval process. Borough Assemblymember Bob Lynn questioned Cabrera about taking on that platting authority.
From what I'm hearing from people outside of town, I only heard one person wants more rules. And I think that if you're going to look at subdivisions, we should be looking at the bigger subdivision, not down to the single lot. And that's my view on it.
Cabrera responded that there were reasons for the borough to take over this authority from the state. She pointed to a recent example when the borough objected to small lot sizes planned for mental health trust land 9 miles south of town.
I don't think we want to get heavy-handed. I really don't. I don't think there's any reason to. But I do think we have an interest in making sure that people can buy good lots and build a house and contribute to the tax base. And I think that should be one of our chief concerns. I don't think we allow that authority and responsibility and abdicate that to the state, especially when we have agencies that their primary interest is not the same as our interest.
Cabrera also said the borough's approval process is cheaper than the state's, giving landowners a chance to save money if the borough was to take over that authority. The code revision is still being drafted and hasn't yet made it to the assembly in draft form. Cabrera expected the Planning Commission would do a formal review with at least two hearings on the changes before sending on the recommendations to the Borough Assembly. That could happen sometime later this year. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.